Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Good Risings. I'm Brian, and this is Grateful Grains. Welcome back. We're on day four of our week, Resolute Revisited. We got it started Monday with a conversation on the power of the word itself. Tuesday, we talked reflection. Yesterday, we got into execution by breaking down our goal using the SMART method. And today, we're covering a few key practices that'll help when it comes to sticking to our resolutions. We discussed it on Tuesday, but the preparatory task of doing some serious introspection before setting our goals in the first place is truly indispensable. Most people who fall off the wagon, so to speak, do so when the reward doesn't really feel worth the sacrifice, or the temptation is stronger than the willpower. So again, knowing our why deep down and keeping that at the forefront of our thoughts when temptation strikes will be one of our most viable tools when it comes to seeing our resolutions through. And like we discussed yesterday, running our resolutions through the SMART goal machine, making sure we've confirmed it's specific, measured, attainable, relevant, and timed, will help keep us on track. So now that we've done the work of preparing for the journey, what other tools might we have at our disposal when the going gets tough? First and foremost, we talk about our resolution and we ask for support. This is all about building community to lean on when the going gets tough. We want friends and family who will help keep us accountable. And by the way, people who won't tempt us or distract us along the way. That means putting that drinking buddy who calls for those after work binge sessions on notice, or asking our husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend not to tempt us with unhealthy dinner options. Or maybe making sure they're keeping their own sweets hidden. We communicate our whys with people we know we can trust. We want supportive people to understand not only our resolution, but why we are resolute. People who love us want the best for us, and sharing why a bad habit is damaging our well-being might not only encourage their support, it may be a wake-up call for them as well. We may end up with a partner on our journey, and so long as we're both sincere about the task at hand, it may be our saving grace. After all, two willpowers are stronger than one. Next, meditate, reflect, and/or journal on the experience. Setting aside time each and every morning and evening, even if it's just 5 minutes to ruminate on why we made our decision, is a fantastic way to remain resolute. During this period of time, we might prepare ourselves for the temptations ahead of us. We might think on the temptations we've resisted. We might consider what it felt like when we buckled to temptation. As always, writing this stuff down is extra useful. Not only can we look back at our most resolute state, which was likely the beginning of our journey, we can also keep track of how we felt along the way. We can read about the times of success in order to galvanize our willpower for continued success. Finally, we make sure we're practicing positive self-talk along the way. We want to be celebrating little victories, resisted temptations, follow-through, and daily successes. It's all about building confidence in our ability to follow through. And that includes times when we've failed but gotten back up again. After all, getting back up is really all that matters. Thanks so much for joining us on Grateful Grains. You can find us on Instagram at Good Risings, or you can find me at B. McMuffin. Join us again tomorrow for the final day of our week on Resolute Revisited. Until then, remember, a better tomorrow starts with today. Good Risings is presented by Cavalry Audio.